You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocaresaboutyou.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and I may be talking to myself. So anyway, if you're all listening out there, call us in anytime you want. 407-894-1680. Let us know you're listening. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with my co-host, my lovely wife, Lynn Golder. Behind the scenes, Chris Shaw. Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm talking with you, as long as you're not talking to yourself and answering yourself.
There you okay. go. All right. Let's...
Well, we're going to start off the second hour with a...
Serious.
Very serious. Talking about a friend of mine, a friend of ours, who passed away 2 years ago this week.
It's been 2 years?
2 years.
Wow.
Joe Pilano.
Or was it last Florida. Year? No,
no, that was no, last year.
Last year. It's not 2 years, Michael.
It wasn't last year. It was
Michael,
the year before.
He was here December. He was here October 16th, 2016.
Right.
It's only
it was
a
last
year and 3 months.
That's all?
That's it.
Yeah, because
yeah.
he was here live on
right,
in October.
Right. We're taking it from the show.
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
So let's play.
So it was 2 years.
Let's play the segment.
Okay. So we're going to go right into playing the segment from Joe Pilano.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the, what is it today? The 16th. The October 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Happy to be here.
And to my left, we have a young man who came all the way from Pompano Beach, Florida, Joe Pilano. Joe, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay.
Yeah. Glad you made it, Joe.
Yeah, everything was smooth as silk. The bus ride was smooth as silk. The weather cleared up on the way. It was raining when I left Pompano, so I'm glad I brought the sun.
Good. And behind the screens and the glass, we have Nancy Menikonis. Nancy, are you here?
Hello. I'm glad to be back with my friends Lynn and Michael.
Yay.
Well,
and
glad to have you on board.
WOKB radio station. And meet the wonderful Chris. And so happy to see Joe Pilano again.
That's right.
There you go. And behind, next to Nancy, is Chris.
Well, you know I'm a little shy, but how you doing?
Yeah. Chris Shaw. That's right. That's my man, Chris Shaw.
That's so funny.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Michael.
I got to ask you a couple questions because a lot of people might not know who you are.
Yes, because by all means.
Well,
get to know Joe.
Get to know Joe because...
We know Joe.
We know Joe. Joe's been with us in this radio show and our other radio show, right. Blind Matters, for... Well, a long time.
Right. This isn't the first time he's been up here with us.
And he was one of our first listeners we ever had with Blind Matters. That's right.
Right. I remember those good old days.
Yeah.
Right.
They were good old days.
Yes.
But now we have new ones.
So, Joe, I got to ask you this question. You came up from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, right?
Yes.
Now, here's my first question. When did you lose your eyesight?
Well, shortly after birth. Within like 3 hours of my birth, I was a premature baby, and at that time the oxygen, and so they put us, me and my twin brother Chris, who's also happens to be totally blind, in an incubator, and by doing so, the oxygen in the incubator burned our retinas out, so like within 3 hours, our sight was destroyed, our retinas were destroyed, and once that happens, there's really nothing they can do to bring vision back.
So you never had your sight at all?
No, I...
Okay, you know, so now the question this way. Do you know Braille?
I do, fluently.
Listen to this, fluently, you know. Yeah. So when you came up today,
right?
Yes.
I always hear, oh, I'm a blind person, and I can't go anywhere, right? I'm blind. I can't do anything. So how can you, a blind person, like you came up here, nobody was with you, you came up yourself. When you left your house this morning, what did you do? How'd you get on the, from your house? Where'd you go after your house? How'd you get?
Yeah, what I did is take TOPS, which is similar to Access Links in Orlando, paratransit service for blind and visually impaired people as well as other people with disabilities. So they came and picked me up and brought me to the bus station, and I asked the personnel at the counter, you know, to check me in and to let me know when the Orlando bus comes in. And the guy said, sure, I will. And I sat at the station, relaxed for a while.
Wait. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You relaxed, but yet you didn't know what, you can't see anything. So how'd you know where to go from one place to one door or another door? How'd you know all this? What'd you know what to do?
Well, the driver from TOPS put me in front of the counter,
mm-hmm.
and I waited there until the agent came in.
Mm-hmm.
I showed him my ticket, which I printed out online on my computer. Actually, mm-hmm. Chris printed it because he has a printer attached to his computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave it to him and said, you know, I'm here for the Orlando bus from Fort Lauderdale. So mm-hmm. he checked the ticket. Everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took me to a chair to sit in the station. And he said, I'll be sure to let you know when the bus comes in. So around 11:30, he said, Joe, you know, your bus is here. I'll put you in front, which he did. And I had a window seat, very nice for the view and all that, you know.
A little humor, Michael.
Yes, I get it.
Okay.
Very funny. Very funny.
Yeah, it's cute.
And as soon as we left Fort Lauderdale, about 15 minutes into the trip, the skies cleared up, the sun came out, and it was smooth sailing from there ever since.
How'd you know the sky cleared up?
Well, I could feel the sun through the window, the heat of the sun through the window. And I took with me a Walkman radio, which gets AM, FM, plus the NOAA weather channel. So I was surfing the weather channels, first Miami, then West Palm Beach, you know, to get the conditions.
All right, sit right there for a minute, Joe. Don't go any further. So now all you folks that are low vision, right?
Right.
And blind, right?
Right.
This young man is telling you what he did today.
Or sighted if they have any questions.
No, but I'm just telling the people that always tell me, oh, I'm blind. I can't do anything. I can't leave the house because I'm blind.
Now, wait, let me, can we inject this for our younger target audience that are listening? Joe, can you explain to a lot of people what a Walkman is? Because not everybody know what a Walkman is in this day and age.
That's funny.
Right. It's a radio that runs on batteries, and it has earphones which you plug in and you listen to it that way. It's a digitally tuned radio, so you go up and down the bands and you get the channels. And originally Sony came out with the Walkman, I think around 1979, and then other companies have gotten into the market since then. And I know they're kind of obsolete now, but I still like to carry it with me when I'm traveling or when I'm at the pool, so I can get all the news and the weather updates and such music.
As long as it works for you, that's fine.
And let me give this too, because also Walkman used to be a little cassette player in them too, where you just open it up and you throw your tape in. For those that don't know what a tape is, a little reel to reel mini tape that used to come together. You just put it in and hit play and record.
Oh, yes, I remember those days, Chris,
What I want to say for all those folks that are listening to this program at the present moment, Joe was telling you that how he took the bus up here because he wanted to be on the radio. And you hear many times about Gary Sinclair, who's one of our hosts, co-host, when he comes up to the station once or twice a month. He's a co-host on our radio station. And he flies all the time. And then you have Sheila Young, another young lady who a co-host who comes up about once a month.
She flies.
She flies all the time.
She went to Minneapolis.
And I can tell you right now, I now fly not all the time, but a lot myself. And these people, like myself, and I have, as you know, a tiny bit of sight. But Sheila has no sight. Gary has no sight. And this young man next to me, a great guy, Joe, he's got no sight. So all I can tell you is all those folks out there listening, think about it. Think about what we're saying, that these people who are blind, and even myself, I'm blind. I have about 5% vision, but I still can't see anything. I mean, I can see shadows, and I can see, like, my wife is about, 3 feet away from me. I can't see her. She's a shadow. But I still travel all the places myself. Anyway, we're going to wrap up the show with Joe from Pompano Beach. Is going to wrap it up. Wrap it up, Joe.
All right, Michael. Thank you again for inviting me to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I really enjoyed being a part of it. I'm really excited. And thank all the listeners and callers to the show. We really appreciate your input. And tune in next week for another exciting show on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So if any of you have last-minute comments, call now or forever hold your peace at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We have about a minute left. I hear the music in the background.
I just want to say one thing. If you want to belong to our Blind and Beyond Radio Show membership, just write us at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
It's Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Michael at Blind and Beyond
Radio. And I would just like to say there ain't no show without Joe.
That's right. There ain't no
Thank
show
you
without
very
Joe.
Much, Lynn. That's right. That's true. I really enjoy this immensely. And I hope sometime in the future you'll invite me back again so I can
do
it again.
Of course. We love you, Joe. Thanks
love
so
you, Joe.
Much.
Thank you. We love you all, too. We love you all.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye,
See everybody.
See you next week. Take care. God bless you all. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, I listened to that, and I'm all torn up inside. That is our friend Joe.
But I'm happy that we got to listen to his voice again, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah. Man, it was...
It's heavy.
Yeah, that's Joe. That's Joe. I don't know no other way to say it.
Joe Pilano. Yep. May he rest in peace. Joe Pilano.
And it was 1 year yesterday that he passed away.
I thought
away.
It was 2 years. No. I can't get over it.
1 year yesterday.
I miss him.
We all miss him, for sure.
That was Joe.
So, yep. All right, so...
No show without Joe.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED forall.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
We're back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Well, I guess we're live. For those who can hear us, we're having major computer problems in the studio.
Well, it's
plus all over Orlando.
Yeah.
The phone number, if you want to call in, if you're still out there, you can hear the show, 407-894-1680.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. We're here.
Hello?
We're
hello?
Here. I hear you.
Oh, you hear me. Yes. Okay.
This well, is
I hear you.
This is your host, Michael. I hear somebody knocking on the door.
Well,
yeah. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come
in. So it appears that our guest caller can't get through either. So I guess we'll be speaking to him next week from Total Healthcare Guidance.
Can you pull up I heard a song today, Chris.
Uh-huh.
That maybe, can you get the song from Marcus? It was a great song. I heard it today for the first time. I love the song by The Temptations doing Silent Night.
She said you were overwhelmed.
I was.
Yeah.
The song was fabulous. It's one of my now favorite songs.
She's very happy that you liked her selection.
Silent Night by The Temptations.
Mm-hmm. You telling me you've never heard of
what?
No, he had
I heard The
heard
Silent Night
song.
By many other people, but I never heard by The Temptations. To me, did you hear the Temptations doing it?
It was the night before Christmas.
That's correct. It was great. I loved it.
Not a creature
I played
was
it three
staring.
Times on the show
Would you
tonight.
Read that next week, by the
Not
way?
Not even a mouth.
You're going to read it next week, right?
Can yeah. You think oh, you good. Can get in it in the system? Mind. Or your system will pull up? You don't have a system.
Yeah, I'm looking for it now.
Marcus has it in his.
Yeah, but that would take a while.
No, not really.
No, I mean to find Marcus's. So Nina's going to read that. And for the children's show next Sunday, and I'd like Chris if he doesn't mind.
That happens to be now one of my favorite Christmas by The Temptations did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job with that number there. That's one of those. You ready for it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear The Temptations, Silent Night.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free.
what I say. Ooh, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
from the Temptations.
Wow. That was great.
Temptations, Silent Night. That's now going to be on the top 10. Here's another big Christmas song by the Drifters. Now, this song I've known for years, and I love this song. The Drifters singing White Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow they know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
was the Drifters, but that was not the song that was supposed to be.
That was the Christmas song. I apologize.
The Christmas song, not Dreaming of a White Christmas. Okay. Maybe next week we'll play the other song by the Drifters that I love. Here's a song. By the way, we're playing some songs right now because we have difficulties as far as the show is concerned, so we're playing some songs. Here's a song I love. Whispering Bells by the Del Vikings. Whispering Bells by the Del Vikings in the background. We're going to have a lot more Christmas songs coming up next. But before we go, we'd like to say we'll be seeing next week at our Christmas show.
We'll be here keeping you company on
Christmas
Eve. And
also, don't forget the kids show that starts at 6 o'clock, an hour before our regular show. Our show goes from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. The kids' show goes from 6 to 7. We'll be here Christmas Eve. So if you'd like to call in, feel free. And for those who listen to the show later, we'll be on the podcast in a few hours. The show will be up on the air. So look for us next week. We'll be live from Orlando next week.
Christmas
Looking forward
Eve.
To talk to you Christmas Eve.
Have a good week, everybody.
Stay well. Talk to you next week.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us now. We're running up. Ain't no stopping us now.
Vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down.
You let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say.
No, no, no.
We're moving.